Welcome to 12 Radio. That's 12radio.com. And you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar. And we're on 12 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. And my topic tonight is... technical issues. I'll be back real soon. Welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I am your host. Once again, I'm just going to repeat, Jim Komar, and you're on 12 Radio, 12radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is about balancing your body. So you balance your body, who knows what can happen. But before I start that, I'd like to say that I'm available on 12listen.com, the flip side of 12 Radio, for readings. I'm a psychic and a medium both. So, and also I'd like to mention that there is a chat room available. Basically, it's real easy to get to. Go to 12radio.com, click on chat, and you're there. It's via Facebook, so just know that. And, like in the second half of the show, if you're interested, I will be taking phone calls. I can do a reading for you. We could talk about the subject I'm talking about. That's balancing your body. And once again, I am available for readings on 12listen.com. And please give me a try. So let's start the show. Balancing your body. And let me start off with this one statement. The closer you come to achieving a balanced body, the greater ease you have in areas of your health, your money, relationships, your sexuality, your work, your play, you name it. We could name a thousand different things. And when your body is in balance, you're opening yourself up to higher levels of energy and awareness. Awarenesses? Yeah. Higher levels of energy and awarenesses. And this brings you closer to your higher self, which is, in my opinion, a very uplifting thing for you, for any of us, for that matter, for any of us, period, end. And remember, life is, you say, life and spiritual practices begins and ends with your body. I want you to remember that one. Life and spiritual practice begins and ends with your body. It all is about the physical body. The house, you could say the suit that houses our soul, the suit that houses our external beauty and houses the internal beauty. And since your body is the house of your soul, it's time to build a strong foundation for this beautiful house of yours. And that's what I'm going to talk about, building this beautiful, strong foundation for your house, your physical body. And and before you can say take that leap into the higher realms of yourself, that's an interesting statement there. Before you can take that leap into the higher realms of yourself, your body is the root through which you connect to heaven and earth. So think of that, your physical body, as a true connection to your spirituality, to your, you could say, your love life, your financial life, your relationships, how you deal with everyone around you, how you deal with everything that's around you, that's constantly around you. So your body is the root through which you connect to heaven and earth. You blossom when your root runs deep. So let those roots go deep. You could say deep. So you can blossom, so you can shine, so you can be the light. And when your body feels ill, you know, let's say you have a cold, you're out of balance. And you might say at this time, the body can feel like a burden. And since, let's say you have a head cold, and since you're feeling this burdensome attitude, and you're in this fog. A head cold can put you in a fog. Okay. So this is the experience of the pain body itself. So what I mean by the pain body is when you're not feeling so good, you're going to feel uncomfortable. Let's say when you pull a muscle, your muscle's going to hurt. So that's what I mean by the pain body itself. So our body does have, you could say, the yin and yang. It has the pain, and it also has pleasure it can give you. And the magic of your body is to transform food. The food that you eat, every time you eat, you're transforming that food into refined energy. So think of food as matter. Matter is dissolved in the digestive tract, and then voila, it's absorbed into the bloodstream. So think about every time that you eat something or take a bite of something, think it in terms like this. I eat a meal, and I eat a balanced meal, and when I eat a balanced meal, all the energy I need is through that meal. Therefore, I will go through the day until lunch, and then I eat something else. And then I go through the day until dinner, until I eat something else. In other words, food is one of the, you could say, the best way to bring energy to us, to refine our energy, to give us energy, to allow the energy to expand, to be more expansive, to allow you to be more expansive. And the more you appreciate your body, the more you appreciate your physical body, the gifts that comes with your physical body, the more you appreciate that of you, you have this natural urge, or you could say this natural feeling, to take care of it. And that's a good thing. To take care of what you need to take care of in your physical body is a beautiful way of really giving what you need for you. Really giving what is important to you. And without a physical body, we're not going to be here. So therefore, balancing the physical body will allow you to free yourself of problems, maybe physical issues, maybe emotional issues. Maybe learn to appreciate yourself more. Appreciation is a great thing. So as you appreciate your body as a wonderful gift, as a incredible gift for you to express yourself in this lifetime, you have the feelings, you are moved to take care of it. And for a lot of people, the body and the mind exists in a very uneasy partnership. Maybe there's a chemical imbalance within someone's mind. So that could cause that uneasiness. But maybe you don't like your physical body. So that can cause uneasiness. Maybe you don't like what's going through your mind. So that can cause uneasiness. And you may resent your body because it doesn't measure up to what you think it should be. You know, what you think it has to look like, or the shape, or the size, or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Too tall, short, fat, skinny, wrong shape, whatever it is, it really doesn't matter. It's learn to appreciate with what you came into this beautiful world with so you could refine it, so you can be more accepting of who you are. And I'm living in a world, and we are all living in this world of judgments. I mean, everyone judging everyone constantly. You know, values about your body, the bodies of other people, and you, maybe they're judging your body and you're judging their body. So it's a two-way street here. So, but it's also is when you respect who you are, when you respect that beautiful physical body of yours, no matter what size it is, the tendency is to honor it more, to bring it more of the good stuff that it needs. To keep it thin, to keep yourself fit, to keep yourself moving, to keep that energy flowing because you're eating the right foods. And it's, you could say the mind is alert because you're consuming good food, fresh foods, and beautiful things like this. So you could say, this is all about programming. Let me repeat this one phrase. It's, we're always making judgments about other people's bodies, and they're making judgment towards our body. So this is about your programming. Can you accept someone criticizing your physical body? Can you accept a compliment for your physical body, your physicality? And besides, does it really matter? Because if you appreciate who you are, it doesn't matter what they think or whoever they are. And this is all programming. You could say societal programming. You're this, you're this. Like I said, you're too skinny, you're too fat, you're short, you're tall, you're whatever it is that you don't like about yourself. Or maybe you like everything about yourself, and that's even a better way of being. You know, so here you are. You could say rather than exercising and eat, you could say eat well to create this balanced lifestyle, I'll just take their criticism. I won't like myself, but they can criticize me all I want. It'll make me feel better. It'll put me in the proper place that since I don't like my body, they don't like my body. So think about, and we came here to move. Our bodies are made to move, not to be couch potatoes, but actually to move, to use those muscles and all muscles. I'm talking about in the brain too. That's a big muscle. That's actually an organ, but I'll just call it a large muscle there. And it's like you and I can pursue like these, you could say these regimens, how we feel about our images, how we feel about our self-image. You know, I have a misshaped finger, so therefore I'm embarrassed about my finger. Well, embrace that finger. Maybe when you start embracing it, accepting it for what it is, maybe you can do something about it. Maybe you can actually change it. Interesting concept there. And you know, as I acquire and you acquire, we all acquire our sense of physical beauty. In the same way, you could say, in the same way you get to taste your foods. In other words, through this, you know, this programming, it's very complex, cultural programming. In my opinion, a lot of cultural programming is not exactly the most positive thing because everyone thinks, maybe the society thinks you should have this certain look. And if you don't have it, therefore you're a freak. If you don't have it, therefore you're not acceptable. Well, this is as you balance your body by eating the right foods and exercising and giving yourself what you need, not what they need, not whoever they are. Don't worry about them. You're here to bring balance to the body. You're here to, if you're overweight, so work on it. Lose the weight. If you're underweight, work on it. Eat a little more protein to gain muscle mass. You know, it's relatively simple. But the thing is, it's about consistency here. Thinking positive thoughts about your body. Thinking that you love your body. Thinking that you appreciate who you are. You appreciate that physical side of you. And so here we are talking about personal associations and cultural programming and all of this. And it makes us feel like crap because we don't measure up to what the body should look like or what a body should look like. Whether you're a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. But, you know, there are some people that take incredibly good care of their physical bodies. What a lot of people ignore it until a problem comes along, and then they can't ignore it any longer. And then what do? I need to change my lifestyle. I need to do something different so I can become healthier. I can become a better person for me. A better person is, as I appreciate my body, my relationships changes and my relationships become more positive. And I appreciate my relationships and my body, my love life improves. Now all of a sudden you're in a relationship and it's a positive relationship because you're being positive about your physical attributes, that physical body of yours, that beautiful body of yours. And I suppose there's a number of people that would like to trade in what they have, you know, like go for the new car, go for the new body. Maybe that's what plastic surgery is about these days, that people that do that, they're looking to refresh, to rejuvenate, to reinvigorate through artificial means. Well, why can't you do it through natural means? Why can't you do it through eating good foods, thinking positive thoughts about who you are, about loving your body? So until you can understand, trust, appreciate, and love your body, you'll never take care of it the way it's supposed to be. But until consciously you create this caring relationship with yourself, because that's what I'm talking about here. The balancing the body is about creating a caring relationship with yourself, an understanding of who you are, a better understanding, a clearer understanding of who you are. And the body may not give or transform what you want it to be. You know, let's say you start working on it and let's say you drop 30 pounds and all of a sudden you're looking at there's, let's say you're a woman and there's more curves. There's more of this. There's more of that. And you're liking what you see. Let's say you're a man and you do that and you're liking what you see. Well, it's time to like accept it. If you can accept where you're at right now, and when you do transform yourself, you can really accept that transformation. In other words, like it even better. You like it now. You love it now. You love your physical body now. And as you transform it by eating the right foods, having a high energy through the day, and by you losing some weight, or in this case, if you're too thin, you want to gain weight, more muscle mass. It's about this transformation is a big deal. But before you can transform, you got to appreciate who you are right now in this present moment in the physical sense of who you are. It's good to start forgiving your body. It's good to start forgiving yourself and how you feel about your body. If you're not feeling good about your body, if you're feeling really good about your body, guess what? You're doing incredibly well for yourself because I think there's a number of people that may not feel that way. And by the way, how do you feel about your body right now in this second, in this moment, in this nanosecond? What do you like about it? Maybe there's certain things you like about it and certain things you don't dislike about it. And what don't you like about it? What do you like about your physical body? What don't you like about your physical body? And what can you change? What can you accept? Because some things changes. Our bodies are our bodies. It's hard to, you say if your bone structure is large, you can't change that. You could say accept it, please. And Yvette was talking about, I'm starting to feel better about my body. That's a beautiful thing, Yvette. That's gorgeous. Because when you start feeling better about who you are, everything will change in your life. And I'm seriously, everything will change. Things are just going to get better because if you can accept the shell that you exist in, then everything else around you change because internally, everything else changed internally. And therefore, everything else outside of you changes, your physical body, because now you're willing to go, I know I'm not a perfect specimen, and there's none of us that are perfect specimens. We all have our flaws, physical flaws. But it's time to take a chance and accept your height, accept the skin tone, the shape, the size. You could say the overall health of your body for what it is now, the physical limitations you have for what it is now. But as you start opening up to accepting that, let's say you have a skin tone that you don't appreciate. Well, you can't change that. Maybe you can, but why would you want to? That's how you came in this beautiful world. So accept the skin tone as something beautiful, as who you are, whether you're white, brown, black, in between, green, yellow, pink, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter here. And so by you being more accepting, and let's say a physical problem or an issue comes up out of your physical body. Okay. As you start accepting, you start taking it in going, I love myself. I love my physical body. I am here to love it. Despite it may not be up to my standards, but if you have high standards, then create those high standards for your physical body. So here we are, you know, a physical problem shows up in your body. Well, consider your feelings here. Are they positive or negative? Do you send love and forgiveness to your body, knowing that your body is doing the best it can in this moment? Are you doing the opposite? Are you angry with it because it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing? Let's say you have a knee problem and you wish that knee problem was fixed. Well, maybe you need to go to a doctor to get that knee problem fixed. Maybe you need to go to an energy healer to get that problem fixed. Whatever you need to do, you are in charge here. You are responsible for that part of who you are. And when you take responsibility, suddenly things can change fast. Old habits like diet, lack of exercise, a bad diet, as well as your like mental emotional states. All that can change. All that can change in a flash at times, instantaneously. And by you changing your habits, you're changing your body. Pretty simple statement there. By you changing your habits, you're physically changing your body. And when you start physically changing your body, that emotional part of you, that mental part of you, the mental body, the emotional body of who you are will start maybe be more accepting of who you are. But that's the important thing. Accepting of who you are is probably the best thing you can do for yourself, because it's going to give you a secure feeling inside and a secure feeling outside. But I have a break coming up and I'll be back in 5 minutes, and peace and love, that's all there is. And peace and love for your body, that's all there is. So be back in 5 and we'll continue to talk about this subject. And I will be taking phone calls in the second half. Be back soon.
Hey, this is Christine Demoyer, and you found us, 12radio.com. Welcome to the family.
You're listening to 12 Radio, and 12 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Hola, this is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen, where I recreate some of my sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical molcajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crab cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
This is Jim Komar, your host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. Come join me each week for interesting topics and conversations. That's Pathways to Consciousness and Healing every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on 1-2 Radio, 1-2Radio.com. 1-2 Radio, changing the way we see the world.
You are supreme in your own orbit. I'm Kelly Whetstone, 1-2 Listen Advisor and host of Empowerment here on 1-2 Radio. I invite you to join me for a series of 6 classes on 1-2Academy.com that will teach you how to use your natural clairvoyance to see and move energy. You can change anything in your life, and these classes will give you simple tools and methods to absolutely improve your experience. Classes are every other Tuesday, beginning May 24th at 5 p.m. Pacific Time. All classes are recorded, so even if the time doesn't work for you, you can still take advantage. Tune in to Empowerment at 11 a.m. Pacific every Tuesday for a discount code on the upcoming class. Join me. You'll have a lot of fun learning how powerful you are to affect positive change in your life. After all, you are supreme in your own orbit.
Hey, this is Peggy from All My Angels. I want to invite you to 1-2 Radio every terrific transformational Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, where I talk about everyday life and how the angels are always there to assist us no matter what's going on. All we have to do is remember to ask for help. What makes my show interesting and kind of fun is the fact that I never know until right before I go on the air what messages the angels have for the evening. So come on over, sit a spell, and let's find out together what the angels have to say. Because you just never know what they're going to come up with next. Listen to Oh My Angels every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific at 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the angels.
Hi, this is Kay Dragon, psychic advisor, teacher, and channeler for 1-2Listen.com. My favorite thing about being an advisor and teacher is you. Watching you grow and expand your consciousness inspires me. It is a great joy for me to use my gifts as a channeler to guide you on your path to a happier, healthier you.
Rebuttal. Take 14. Please don't cry this time.
Far out, man. All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Paisley Winsock. Some of you may know who I am, and others of you don't know who I am. But I gotta tell you, I had to say something because I was listening to 1-2 Radio the other day, listening to C.A. Brooks, and my buddy Mo was on, and I heard this.
Now, is there really a Paisley Winsock? I thought that was just an alter ego you made up.
Of course there's a Paisley Winsock. My goodness. Oh, very funny, man. What are you guys laughing at? Let me tell you what. Maybe I question your existence or reality or whatever. You ever think of that? That maybe you guys are the figment of someone else's imagination? There you go, man. Can a figment of your imagination blow its nose? And further, 1-2 Radio, as real as it gets.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
Hello, welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I am your host, Jim Colmar, and you are on 1-2Radio.com. 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world, or in this case, the way we balance our body. And my topic tonight is balancing your body. And before I left for the break, I was talking about, if you have like a physical problem or an issue with your physical body, it's consider your feelings in this. Are they positive? Are they negative? Is it love? Is it hate? Is it forgiveness? Is it sacrifice? What is it? And knowing that your body is doing the best it can right now in this moment is important, because we have the power to change our bodies, to change our physical shapes by adding weight or losing weight, to bring more into the equation, so to speak. And it's also about, you could say, you being responsible for your body. We bear responsibilities for what we look like, the shapes of our body, my body and your body out there, whatever your body looks like, whether it's not perfect or imperfect. If it's perfect, then beautiful. If it's imperfect, then you could say take responsibility and start working on it. Change your habits. Change your diet. Exercise. How do you feel, like mentally, emotionally, about who you are? That's all changing habits here. It's all, you know, as you change your habits, you change your body. As you change your body, you change those habits go away. Those habits go away real fast. Now, occasionally it might pop up because you've carried around with them for 20 years or 1 year or 1 month or 1 day. It doesn't matter. But it's also about you, like, mentally and emotionally accepting that, okay, this is who I am right now. If I don't, okay. I will be back. There are some technical problems, so be back real soon. Ways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and we are having a little technical issues that can happen. so I'm back on the air, and unfortunately, the phones are not working tonight, so sorry about that. But if you have any questions, please go in the chat room, ask them. I will answer them through the chat room tonight. And so here I am talking about by you taking responsibility, by you changing habits, by you changing the way you feel, you're changing your body. And by you changing your body, you're changing your life. And by you're changing your life to be more balanced in your body. So how you feel about your body equates to how you feel about relationships, how you feel about your friendships, how you feel about other people around you, how you feel about yourself, how you feel about anywhere from A to Z. So the ease here is it's easier to accept who you are at times so you can be more uplifting, so you can be more inspiring, so you can be in the presence of spirit, of creation, your divine self that runs through you. You accepting who you are in this moment, whatever that may be, it doesn't matter. Like I said, too fat, too skinny, too this, too that, it doesn't matter. By you accepting it, you're actually creating a space, a spiritual space here. And when you create that spiritual space, you could say your divine self is now connected to the divine universe, to God. And it's also important to create a relaxation here. You to be relaxed about this. You know, as you start changing, you know, like how you feel about yourself, and if you look in the mirror going, God, that's not what I want to be. Well, then start being easier on yourself. The easier you are, it's just easier to change the way you look, the way you want to look. And like I said, it's important to create a relaxation, you know, to be relaxed about who you are. So as you change, the change can come quicker, faster, easier, better, not so difficult, not so hard, not so impossible. Impossible, a word. I don't like impossible because I think everything is possible. And it's also going outside and take in the view. You could say a fresher look about who you are. That's important to go outside of yourself, take in the view, take a fresh look about yourself, like, breathe some fresh air and go, okay, so my thigh is not right. Okay, so you go, okay, now I can change that. I can accept that I don't like it, but now I can accept that I'm more loving towards myself and kind and understanding towards myself. Therefore, I can change it, and I can change it as quickly as I want to. And it's as simple as you reconnecting your body to this beautiful planet of ours, Earth. It's really simple. It makes sure while you're doing this, feel grounded, feel this connection to this beautiful planet of ours. You know, things like toxicity in your body, fatigue, these imbalances tend to lower your immune system or lower immune responses. So what do you do about that? Well, you put the right things in your body to bring up the immune system. You stop cutting yourself apart. You start stop thinking negative thoughts about yourself. Your thoughts and feelings is what is feeding your body every waking moment and every sleeping moment. So your body has direct access to universal wisdom. And so do you. So do you through your mind, through your emotions. And so does your body. So what kind of universal wisdom do you want to put in your body? What kind of wisdom do you want to add to that? As opposed to going, God, I can't stand what I look like. I can't whatever. I need, let's say you're a woman. I need more makeup. Without makeup, I look ugly or whatever I don't look like. Well, maybe if you're a woman and you don't wear makeup, maybe you're beautiful. Maybe you're the most beautiful woman in the world and you never realized it until you started taking responsibility for who you are, until you started bringing in thoughts and feelings and emotions that you could say hug you, hold you like a blanket, that make you feel good, not feel bad. You're feeding your body with these good thoughts and good feelings, and your body is responding. Your body is starting to change. You're starting to, like, let's say you're overweight. You're losing weight. Let's say you're underweight. You're starting to gain muscle mass, and you like what you're seeing. This is, you could say, self-respect. This is you respecting yourself. This is you respecting who you really are deep down inside on a physical and a spiritual level. But also when you're tapping into those feelings, those emotions, that you could say the mental part of us, that the stories that we tell ourselves, and we start changing those. We start creating new stories for ourselves that, yes, I just lost 10 pounds in the past 2 weeks, let's say, or 3 weeks. Therefore, it's easier for me to move. Therefore, I feel better. Therefore, when I feel better, my body's going to respond better. So it's like dominoes. Once you start this process, you're going to have changes here, and changes can occur real fast. And it's not about, you know, the Atkins diet, or it's this diet or that diet. It's what you feed yourself inside. That's the diet we're talking about here. How you feel about yourself inside. Because if you don't like what's on the outside, inside, well, will something ever change? Will it ever change? Or can it change? Yeah, but it may not change. It may take years for it to change, as opposed to you tapping into your inner wisdom and you tapping into that responsible part of you, that you are capable of doing anything and everything in any given time, working with your physical body. And since your body does have direct access to universal wisdom, think about this. Think about, you know, what you can learn. Think about how, as you learn this universal wisdom through your physical body, self-respect, you could say less indulgence. If it's an indulgence, it's a more positive indulgence. It's not you drinking a martini or two martinis. It's you drinking a glass of water instead, because now you respect yourself more. Now you understand yourself more. Now you could say because you respect your body, this universal wisdom is now part of your physical body, and therefore, it's going to change you. It's going to help transform you. And the most important thing here, you could say, as far as like changing the physicality of your body, would be dietary. besides how you feel about yourself. And you could say the rule in general, how that goes, if you want longevity in life and health, the best thing you can do is undereat. In other words, eat till you're full. Don't eat until you're stuffed and ready to burst. That's what I mean by undereating. Eat to be satisfied, not to fill a big empty dark space or a big space or whatever. Excuse me. And I'm going to repeat that. A dietary rule here for longevity and health is undereating. And undereating is just eating to be satisfied, not sitting down and eating three plates at a dinner. You just eat one plate and it's satisfying for you and you feel good. And you're eating the right balance of foods. You're eating proper protein so your body can handle these changes, and you're eating fiber so your body can expel things as your body changes. And studies have shown that people who eat less, you could say their tendency is to be leaner, to live longer, to be healthy, to stay healthy. And these studies have been conducted in both animals and humans alike. So if it works in animals and humans, it works in you because you are a human being. And problem is, if you start overeating, you're taxing your physical body. You're taxing your whole digestive tract. And, you know, try this approach. Next time you have a meal, like, eat until you're satisfied, but don't overeat. And just walk away. You can say that's a new practice. Maybe you have a tendency to overeat. Now, let's say you're too thin and you don't eat enough. Maybe you need to eat more. Maybe you need more protein so you can gain muscle mass, so you can gain more weight. I've been told there's been another technical issue, so I think I'm going to go off the air for less than a minute here, and I'll be back real soon. Welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I am Jim Komar, your host, and you're on 1-2 Radio, 1-2Radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And sorry about all these technical problems, but they happen. And I'm talking about my topic tonight is balancing your physical body. So Ivy here mentioned that she's talking about physical misalignment and how she has to take care of this. And, learning to adapt to her body. Like I said, we're not perfect physical specimens. Is there such a thing out there? Maybe, but probably not very often. And since we're not perfectly physical specimens or perfect physical specimens, misalignment can show up. You might walk in an awkward way and you might do something, you know, like pull a muscle or a joint goes out of place. So yeah, Ivy here, that's good. That's part of, like you could say, balancing your body is to learn what's going on inside of it so you can deal with it. So you can take care of you, who you are. And if you take care of that beautiful body of yours, everything else falls into place. It's just easier for you to get what you want here. And I've been talking about like dietary problems or dietary things, and I was talking about how overeating can tax the body and the digestive tract. And you know what's interesting is, let's say you snack before you go to bed. You know, if you're going to snack, you might want to do it 2 or 3 hours before you go to bed, because when you go to bed, it's best to have a clear digestive tract. You could say easier for you to sleep, easier for you to sleep through the whole night, because your digestion is not rumbling. It's not going on and on and on. It's more of a restful state. And that's the important thing here. And another thing is, think of food as something sacred. It's a sacred activity. Like, you enjoy it. Every bite you're taking in, it's a beautiful thing. It's a nice thing. It's the best thing you can do for yourself. So think of like when you have a meal, it's a sacred activity. It's something good. It's something really fantastic because it's going to bring you lots of energy so you can get through the day until the next meal. And it's going to give you everything you need to get from when you leave your house in the morning to when you come home that following afternoon or whenever you get home or that night for that matter. So if you have this opinion that every time I eat a meal, it's a sacred experience for me, maybe you stop overeating. Maybe you start liking what you see. Maybe the energy in your body rises up. In other words, you're not tired anymore. Another thing is small bites, chewing. That's another, you could say, another respectful thing you're doing for your body. You put a bite of food in your mouth, you chew it well, and you swallow it. By you doing that and, you know, like taking a few bites and swallowing things whole, your digestive system is working overtime trying to digest. So this is a very respectful thing for you to do to you, to who you are, so that you can get the best nourishment you can from that meal, the best energy you can from that meal. And and occasionally you might consider a fast here and there. Just maybe like you get up in the morning, you have a smoothie, a drink of some kind, and you eat a smoothie or a drink for lunch, and then you have a regular meal for dinner. You rest your digestive tract. And by resting your digestive tract here, you're actually creating something good for yourself. In other words, your body's not on overload. Your body is now in an easier position. So when you do eat food, let's say after eating two liquid meals, breakfast and lunch, and you come home and you eat a beautiful meal and it's a sacred event, it's beautiful, your body is more accepting of it. And one thing about fasting, it's a good detoxifier for your body. But another thing about fasting, if you want to fast for like 5 days straight, you know, do liquids and stuff, if you're not used to it, start off slow. Start off with a meal. Have a liquid meal and then eat a regular meal, like breakfast liquid, a small lunch. Or do breakfast and lunch as a liquid, come back, come home, and eat your dinner. So don't go crazy with the fasting part. So if you're going to say, I'm going to fast for the next 3 days, well, can you do it if you've never done it before? That's why I said start off slow and see how far you can get with this. And it's also you assessing what you currently consume. Is it good stuff? Is it bad stuff? Is it worth even consuming? Is my body getting what I need from it? Is my mind clear? That's the thing. Do you have clarity in your mind, clarity in your thoughts, focus in your thoughts? Well, part of that, if you don't, could be the intake, your dietary intake. Maybe it's all junk food you're eating and the mind is just wasting away because there's nothing there for the mind to hold on to. You know, the good stuff, that focus is gone. That clarity is gone. And consider this, you know, like I said, food is a sacred thing. Consider this like a spiritual progress. You're doing this on a spiritual level, not just on the physical level. You're doing it on a spiritual level. You're becoming closer to source. You're becoming closer to where you want to be, the way your body wants to look, or that you want it to look for that matter. And exercise is important here. We are not couch potatoes. We are made to move. And all this will rise your metabolism. And as metabolism rises, guess what? You start detoxifying. Your body starts allowing things to let go. And all of a sudden, the shape of your body changes. But my show is over. I could have continued on with this subject. Sorry about all the technical problems tonight. But I'm here. I'm back with you. And the next show up is Mole Mama with Diana Silva. And speaking of food, she comes up with some great recipes. I mean, really good recipes. And like I said, whether you're eating a piece of broccoli or a bite of a brownie, it doesn't matter. Think of it as sacred. Think of it as you're feeding your body for the betterment of you. So what I'd like to say is, despite what's going on in around you, all around us, inside of you, peace and love, that's all there is. So until next week, have a great week ahead of you. And thank, I want to thank my producer, Ade, who handled the technical problems very well. And I want to thank all the beautiful men and women out there for listening. Until next week, have a great week ahead, and peace and love, that's all there is in this world. Have a great week ahead. Bye.